Several people who had called Old Airport Park home moved into county emergency housing. 30 more are living at what's called Camp Kikaha, tarps and cots next to the county's emergency shelter. Linda Vanderwoord is the Camp Kikaha coordinator.
It's not any cookie cutter population. Different types of people, different age groups, different stories. The average age is 50, the youngest 21, our oldest is 69. Most have been unsheltered for quite some time. I have about 3 or 4 people working. I'm trying to get people to the point where they can work. When people are living unsheltered, not getting enough rest, using your energy to survive, it makes it very difficult.
Vanderwoord says a few Camp Kikaha residents were asked to leave because they could not follow rules or they had severe addictions. She wants those who stay to eventually get into housing.
I'm bringing in social services. We start reducing those barriers that kept some of these people out of housing. Legal issues, health issues, behavioral health issues. They have a safe place to sleep. Shower facility, restrooms, meals, stability, safety.
Mayor Harry Kim is working on a long-term plan for the island's homeless. Vanderwoord says Camp Kikaha is providing valuable information.
We are finding out what it takes to run a camp like ours. We're doing something I don't think's been done anywhere in the state. When we get a more permanent site, we are going to have so much useful knowledge of what it's going to take, what we should do, what we shouldn't do.
Lance Naimi on Mayor Kim's staff says Camp Kikaha is costing the county around $25,000 per month, mostly for security. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.